Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We saw it for years here in New England. Stars win in the postseason, even when stars get older, even when stars aren't having great years. Guys like Edelman, Gronkowski, Brady, you could rely on them because generally tentpole stars win in the NFL in the postseason and quite honestly in a lot of sports that time of year, playoff season. It is the new WEEI afternoon show. Andy Hart here in the lead chair alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens. We are little more than 10 to 15 minutes away from the big guy joining the big chair, Ted Johnson, making his full-time debut here on the afternoon show. We are talking NFL playoff. What are you laughing at?
Friends that are longtime tailgaters at Gillette Stadium and fans of your New England Patriots, P1s to the program, of course.
You people?
Six Rings of Football thing subscribers. Just got a text. Please tell Andy to dial it down just a notch.
Nope. It
sounds like he may have enjoyed some pharmaceuticals before the program.
See, everybody always likes to accuse you on cocaine. Are you on an energy drink?
I didn't say it.
No, I get a natural high. This is fun. It's supposed to be fun and energetic and engaging with the listeners. And I want our listeners to bring the same thing. I told you, we expect this to be interactive. We expect you to yell at us. I am not on anything. Maybe I'll have a lucky energy later. I've also started doing 5:30 tea time with Dan Ball. He's trying to get become a tea guy. And I kind of like it.
Listen to you, Sean McDonough meets Bob Sosie.
And I also found out some of those have caffeine and some of them don't. So you got to read the little thing before you put it in the water with honey.
It's called a label.
Yes, but I didn't know. I'm new to the tea game.
Oh, you're a new tea, huh?
Yes.
How about that? I wonder if Ted eventually will get the same feeling that I do, which is that doing radio shows with you often provide the feeling of losing a child in the mall.
It's exhausting. Anyway, what's not exhausting yet is the Patriots' search for coordinators, and we have some. We're not going with the sounder, but we have a little bit of, not breaking news, but information on that side of the search for Mike Vrabel. We've had a lot of focus on the offensive coordinator job. Oh, we'll get into that. Josh McDaniels seems to be the front runner. Mm-hmm. Defensive coordinator job, there's been less information, but there's been a name that Mike Reese has thrown around quite a bit. And now, someone by the name of Mike Zenitz from CBS Sports and 247 Sports.
That would be 24/7.
Oh, 24/7 Sports. I don't read 24/7 or 247 Sports. Anyway, he writes on Twitter, the Patriots are targeting Lions defensive line coach Terrell Williams to be their new defensive coordinator under Mike Vrabel. Sources tell CBS Sports and 24/7 Sports. Before in Detroit, Williams was Vrabel's defensive line coach and assistant head coach with the Titans.
Trusted lieutenant, if you will. Now, before anybody...
And now available thanks to Jared Goff and the Lions falling on their faces, making themselves available.
Now, before anybody runs off to the, but I just saw the Lions get smoked on national TV races, may I remind you one of two things? Well, three. One, yes, you did. Two,
their best defensive player got hurt 2.5 months ago.
Their best defensive players were missing from the game. Is it Alif Raymond, I believe, the defensive lineman that was drafted in 2021, the draft that I often point to on Six Rings? He was out. He's an anchor of the defense.
He's fine. Course, but Aiden Hutchinson might be the best defensive player.
Raymond
on the
also just signed a $100 million deal. Is he $100 million fine?
Yeah, fine.
He's pretty good.
There's a lot of football money flying around these days the expanded salary cap.
So they did lose the best players on the defensive line. The defensive line was actually rather good before those losses. And two, familiarity, which is going to become a theme, which has been a theme all throughout this offseason with the coach and coordinator searches.
And plus, last year we bitched that Gerard Mayo didn't have a Rolodex. He didn't know who to call. He didn't know who to hire. I'm not going to bitch if the guy hires people he knows now. If he's comfortable with him, plus it's not new coach comfortable. It's been there, done that coach comfortable.
Veteran coach comfortable.
I've coached. I've won playoff games. I've been coach of the year. If he thinks this guy can help him, and we're going to get into the rest of the staff later. There's been some updates to that. Guys he's bringing in, maybe a new Ernie Adams version for Mike Vrabel. Maybe a guy who's staying that I think we all support. There weren't a lot of coaches that we would support staying on staff for Mike Vrabel from last year's staff, but one of those has been retained. So we're going to get into the Patriots' evolving coaching staff under Mike Vrabel as the show goes on. But I want to get back to the phone lines because, as I said, I have a call screener. I put out the call. You people called, so I'm going to talk to you. So let's go to John in Boston, who's going to give us his thoughts on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs getting closer to a three-peat. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
John, are you on the treadmill?
The Chiefs. Am I on the treadmill? Well, maybe I should take a shower.
All right, anyway.
But anyways,
okay,
enough
let's just
about that. But I'm bump quack. But anyways, I like the Chiefs. I like Patrick Mahomes. I think he can aspire to win 7 Super Bowls. And I think Travis Kelce is akin to Rob Gronkowski.
Are you a Patriots fan,
so it's
John?
Always, yes, I am. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Tom Brady fan. I'm a Patriots fan. You know, I think it took a long time to, win a Super Bowl. After all, you know, I mean, we're not the Packers or anything like that.
We are not the Packers. Thanks for the call, John. I think that's interesting. A Patriots fan who likes Kelce, likes Mahomes, rooting for them to win. Now, I told you before the break, I was going to explain to you why Patriots fans should be rooting for Patrick Mahomes this week in the AFC title game. And I think it's very simple. It's not for the reason John said, that he's actually rooting for them. That's a weird reason if you're a Patriots fan. I'm not going to lie to you. I think you should be rooting against them if you're a Patriots fan when it gets to the Super Bowl. You want them to get to the Super Bowl. Remember what hurt? What hurt oh so much in 2007 in New England?
In 2007?
Well, 2007 season, 2008 calendar year.
Well, obviously, February.
And that's what you want for Patrick Mahomes.
Why don't we get John back on the phone?
That's what you want for Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs. You want them to taste
all the way
that jambalaya in New Orleans of Super Bowl threepeat and then just
have it in their hands.
Rip it right out of their hands.
And then have Jaden Daniels go on a 92-yard drive and take it from them.
Absolutely.
And only we just have to figure out one thing. Who will be the Asante Samuel of the Kansas City Chiefs and blow it?
Who's going to be are they going to show up in black suits because they're at a funeral and all that?
And who's going to be the Dean Pease and call the worst zero blitz in the history of the New England Patriots?
Why do we got to pile on a nice man?
Because you know what I feel like?
He's a pianist and you need to pile on him.
So what? Just because somebody can tickle the ivories means I should treat them differently?
Yeah, you should be nice to them. He's deserved the benefit of the doubt. He's earned the benefit of the doubt.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out here. 617-779-7937. Let's go back one more time to the phone calls. Let's say David in the car. What are your thoughts on Kansas City chugging toward another potential Super Bowl victory?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I am excited you guys have a new edition coming up at 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson, super excited. I am a New England Patriots fan,
yes, sir,
by heart, and I will not root for the Kansas City. You know why? I don't want Patrick Mahomes even to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, it would be great to see what you just said, Andy, to see taken away. But the problem is the referees in the NFL been catering to the Kansas City Chiefs so much. Last season, the season before that, the Super Bowls that they've won, it was because of calls that did not happen on the field, and they got them where they needed to make that extra those extra points, let's say that. And they would. If Kansas City goes to the Super Bowl, the refs, the NFL, will do the same crap again because they got it in for the Patriots and they want Kansas City to do a 3-peat.
Thanks for the call, David.
It's nice to hear. Before you go just poo-pooing that or trying to put him into his corner.
So it's rigged. No. I just want – it's
nobody
rigged.
Nobody puts
you
David into a corner.
You believe it's rigged. And David believe it's rigged.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
Okay, your six Super Bowl wins were rigged.
23rd floor. And
we're going to have a guest
them.
Join the show who's got three Super Bowl rings because it's rigged. If you believe it's rigged, it's always been rigged.
I told you we had a big reveal for Ted at 3 o'clock, so, spoiler alert. I hope he's not listening right now. On the 23rd floor of 30 Rock right now, there is a 15-person writing crew the size of Nikki Glaser's for the Golden Globes that is currently crafting up a fabulous finish for Patrick Mahomes and the freaking Kansas City Chiefs. Nice to have David, the voice of reason and logic in Patriots Nation, on the
line. Appreciate the call, David. We will dig more into that idea that the NFL is rigged, it was scripted, they want the Chiefs to win, and somehow Patriots fans can pretend that the NFL apparently didn't want them to win, they earned it. Patriots fans somehow believed that the league hated the Patriots while they were winning and still hates them while they're losing, which is a very interesting dynamic.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.